Dan, what a great way to start the second half of the season off. You'll be greeting sponsors later and saying, hey, look, front of the grid.
100%, you know, I mean, that's what better way to show him that we haven't lost anything over the last six. Yeah. I put a kilo on, though. So, yeah. you know, I was a bit worried this morning when I did the weigh-in. But, no, you know, for the sponsors, it's great. We all know the benefits of being in BTCC. That's why the partners and the commercial partners and the deals exist. So to reward them with the results to go with the, you know, because the commerciality is great, making money is great, but actually success is a little bit better, isn't it? So to be able to do that for both personal sponsors such as Fenix and others, and also the title sponsors Napa Racing and Cataclean, it's really, really special.
They'll all be bringing a lot of people with them tomorrow, and a good opportunity for you to shake their hands and to tell you, look, I shook the hand of the guy who's on the front row.
Well, arguably, it'd be nice if they brought some money with them, like a bonus, but you know, we'll talk about that next year, eh?
Fantastic way to start the second half of the season here at Croft.
Yeah, it's amazing. It? Napa Racing 1-2-3. Yeah, tremendous. I mean, obviously, I want to be P1, but you know,
you had it for a while.
We did, yeah. You know, all credit to Dan Cam, he pulled some time there. You know, we probably didn't have any more. We were struggling in the FP1 and FP2, so we were looking into that session a little bit blind, if I'm honest. Full faith in the team for what they're doing, but sometimes it's nice to have a bit of confidence, and I didn't really have any, so. Maybe that's the 10th or two we need, but yeah, ultimately to be 1-2-3 is mega. You know, great for the brand, great for the team. Morale's high. You know, Sam put in a good time as well. So I think ultimately, yeah, great way to start the second half of the year, as you say.
Looking at lap times, they were consistent as well. They weren't up and down. I mean, there was a lot of consistency. Car looked planted. You looked comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, it was the first time we had a run today where the car was actually really nice. It was a little bit. She just wasn't giving me what I needed in practice earlier today. So the car was mega. It was just so planted. As you say, there's consistency in it. The nature of the circuit, it evolves quite quickly here with pickup at one now and the stones on the circuit. So you've got to get in and you've got to find a clean lap, put your time in and just accept that's as quick as you're going to go. So fortunately today, no track limits either. So the time stayed on the board, which has been a rarity because the last three have been taken. So there you go.
Really important at Croft to be at the sharp end. Difficult to pass here. And sometimes the conditions make it even trickier.
100%. You know, in this championship now, it's so close. You know, track position is key. I mean, that's something that Matt Neal always honed into me over the last two seasons racing with Matt. And, you know, he constantly said, you know, track position is key. You get track position and you're halfway through. So, you know, your battle's half done. Obviously, we've got to race fair and clean tomorrow. You know, we're all going to want to win races. You know, we all want points on the board, so it's just a case of probably having a sensible chat this evening and making a plan. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's very rare that you find, you know, we're all competitors, right? But it's very rare that you find comfort with, you know, and the people we spend time together. You know, we've basically the 6 week break has been one massive piss up, to be honest. We've been together pretty much every weekend, Goodwood and Grand Prix and other bits and pieces. So ultimately, it's great when we all do well together, so it's fantastic.